I'm ding. I'm the bell. Ding, ding, the bell. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Ding the Bell. I am Ding.
I'm the bell.
And we're both two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track on our topics.
Look cute. Kevin singing along.
Aww.
Aww, you are such a cutie boy.
Kevin is singing along our
theme song. Thank you.
Did you know the bell?
Yes.
Did you know that it's been a week? Last week, we got so excited because we did a live show and Kevin Burns came back again, and so did Pinoy Boy. Two of the exact same listeners came back this week. How loyal are they? Don't make me laugh. I need to drink my tea, please.
John,
the tea is so good.
Let me ding.
The bell.
Yes.
What is our? I just kicked my table. Yeah. Let's talk about today's topic. Today's topic, as we promised last week, we're going to talk about house cleaning.
Yes.
So, do you like to clean your house?
Yeah.
You like cleaning your house?
I don't really love it, but.
But it's okay.
Yeah, because you feel better after you clean and stuff, and yeah.
Okay.
It's important stuff, yeah.
What about, do you remember your word of the bell this week?
Mm-hmm.
What?
That thing, right? That I said at the Korean restaurant?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's your word of the bell. Do we want to record another show?
Yes, let's do it.
I don't know if it's recording or not, though. See,
okay.
It's not saving. Oh, maybe I need to type the description.
So, how's it related to my word of the bell?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with the subject.
I will be able to bring it in.
Okay, excellent.
I already have something in mind.
Okay. Uh-oh. I smell like garlic.
Why? Tell people why you smell like garlic.
Because we went eat yummy Korean food.
Korean
food at the, what was the name of the restaurant?
Choga. Yeah.
What's good? We had stone bowl bibimbap, and we had a jjigae. It was like a kimchi based, tomato-ish, very spicy, hot, sizzling, and wasn't it sizzling?
It was sizzling.
Yeah, it was really delicious. Delicious. Really. We ate a lot, and I love it whenever they bring it stuff.
I'm typing the tag for the show.
Bring it stuff. They also give us a little surprise, complimentary, obdo.
No, save that for next week. Save that for next week, please. Okay, we'll come back. We'll save that word for next week.
Okay.
However, we did win, and I think Pinoy Boy, I don't know if Pinoy Boy left. Banchan, I think.
Banchan. Hey, Pinoy Boy, when you coming back to Kansas City, we need to go to, what is the name of the restaurant again? Boncho?
Choga?
Choga. Boncho.
Boncho. Are we wasting time again?
Yes,
we are so ding.
Okay,
let's
talk
about cleaning.
We're gonna go. What was the name again?
Choga.
Choga.
Yeah.
Why I can't remember the name? Okay.
So the bell.
Yes.
Please tell us the word of the bell. Clap, clap. Oh, I forgot to put the sound effect. Don't hit the microphone like that. They hear bum 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 bum.
Oh.
Don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so you see whenever a singer sings, they do this.
Because
they can't.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
You are.
Okay, thank you, please.
Okay, okay. Welcome to the world of microphones.
The word of the bell is.
Yes.
A little difficult to find out for them.
It's okay.
But side effect.
Yes. No.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. For this, right? You said you can click.
Please. Oh.
How are you gonna?
Wait.
You said you already have something you can click with this.
I don't. Okay. Never mind. Can you please make a sentence out of the word?
Out of the word?
Yeah. Please make a sentence with the word of the bell.
Okay. Well, earlier I said to Dan, let's go use studio because I want to use some more side effect.
Okay.
Okay,
that was not a good sentence. I fail you.
But just help me.
I fail
this
you.
This kind of thing is so difficult to
I
make.
I know, that's why it's funny. That's why I want you to come up. That's why it's funny. Because...
Do you mean to make again?
Yeah, please make another sentence while I pour tea. Oh, by the way, if you want to watch a short clip of us in the studio recording, I'm going to start the recording, video recording. So now you can see us.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Live audience can already see us.
Okay.
Pinoy Boy say it soon. He'll come back to Kansas City. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. When the stupid winter goes
Ooh,
away.
We need to go to the Korean place that I just forgot the name of the restaurant. Okay, the sentence of the word of the bell is, Ding had to make sure our side effects work when we're recording.
That's right. Oh, they can't hear me. My microphone is off. Okay. Well, she has a portable microphone. She's like, she's my CNN correspondent.
Yes, yes.
Wait, your lipstick is on your cup.
I know, sorry.
It's okay. It's washable. It's just
okay,
that it's gross.
Yes.
Your phone ringed, right?
Yeah, yes.
Do you need to check it?
Yeah,
anyway, I'm back on a different microphone so that I can move along.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't need to buy a new microphone. Maybe I can just use this. This is like I'm a CNN correspondent, please. My name is Joga. I'm Korean. Thai buffet. Oh, yes, yes. Huh? Thai buffet, Pinoy Boy said. He wants to go to...
Oh, look at my face. Oh, that reaction that I get. Like...
All this is recorded too, by the way. They can see.
Okay, let me. I had to text back a little bit. Sorry.
Okay, now I'll just talk for a bit. I'm gonna mute your microphone. So she's texting. She's busy texting, and so yeah, the Thai buffet place is Bangkok Pavilion. We have to go there too with PB, and hopefully Peter too. And so okay, so cleaning. Let's talk about cleaning. House cleaning. I used to like house cleaning, and then I stopped liking house cleaning because I just don't have time. And when I'm, you know, working two jobs and coming back home and I'm already tired, I don't want to have to do house cleaning. So I ended up usually doing house cleaning like at night after dinner, like at 8 o'clock, and I'm already tired and I have to wash this and sweep the floor and clean the floor and vacuum and all that. And so it was a bit of a chore. It became a chore. And so, but it never came to us that we could have help. So it came recently, not recently, like 2 years ago. And so, I'm going to talk about having help. Somebody help us. I say, every time I call the bell, can you please come over and clean our house for us?
Hell no.
Why not? I'm your good friend. You should clean my toilet for me.
Oh my gosh, you sound like somebody was giving like a testimony or something of the cleaning stuff too. That was so funny. When I used to clean up and then like I said to her, what was that? I didn't even pay attention to what you were saying.
So bitch.
Okay.
Don't forget, we are on camera right
okay,
now.
We are on camera. Uh-huh. Okay. When more I laugh, my makeup's coming out.
Oh, and then your sticky is going to be...
Yeah.
What is it? Your
glue.
Your glue
will be coming out. Actually, I look really good on camera, isn't it?
Yeah, whatever. Come
thank
on. Tell
okay,
me about your cleaning experience. You don't mind cleaning?
Yes. I don't mind cleaning.
What is your... She turned over and she started to reach for her phone and she's grabbing in the air like this.
I don't mind cleaning.
Oh, look, Pinoy Boy says Cinderella.
Cinderella?
Cinderella. Like cleaning.
Cinderella.
Anyway, check your message.
It's so funny.
Pinoy Boy, we need you to come back.
Yes,
Kansas
definitely.
Okay. It's too bad that we didn't get to do a show, Ding the Bell, in Japan when we were there.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Is this thing? What is this? You got lipsticks?
Yes.
This is not... Did I give you?
Yes, you did. I'm saving it because now it's falling apart.
But it's a different one, right?
Different one. Yeah. This is my mother gave to me.
Oh.
So yeah, sooner it will be...
Oh, I cannot show them.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Jeez. Yes. Yeah, sooner it will be something your fan gave to me.
Yes,
so I'll change it too.
I think he still listens.
Good.
Vincent from Johor.
Johor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I sound so kimchi. I can't burp.
Oh my god, I smelled it.
Sorry.
she burped kimchi and I smelled it.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
Okay, so okay, Kevin likes it. That's good. Okay, okay. Back into cleaning experience.
Oh
right?
Yes. What? Yeah. Yeah. Tell us about your cleaning experience. I mean, we don't like.
When I was living in like a dorm room or apartment, it was kind of tiny, so it was really easier for me to clean up.
That's right.
Yeah, yes. But now we have a house.
Right.
So it just it. Oh my gosh! Unbelievable. It'll take all day. If I try to clean up everything nicely. So I try to keep like our kitchen area and the bathroom neat always, you know, because that's kind of basic stuff. Mm-hmm. But just like vacuuming the house is just a lot of work. And it's not something like, oh, let's just vacuum like after work. Because like when we work so hard all day and by the time we come home, we want to eat dinner and we just want to relax. Mm-hmm. Nobody want to vacuum and stuff, you know.
Right.
It's so difficult. So hopefully I can just, you know, once I get mega rich, maybe I can find somebody who can
help
me.
You don't have to be mega rich. Let me tell you about this. But I'm not mega rich.
You are mega rich. You have like maid service.
I don't have. I'm not mega rich, but I do have cleaning service.
I know. Unbelievable. Like, you know, I don't have those.
But I have my. Our house is so big and
I think our house and you, my house and your house is almost same or your house is bigger.
Well,
different setting, yeah.
But I have a finished basement.
Oh so. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's probably about the same size. I think ours is probably space wise is probably a little bit more because we have a finished basement.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what you usually end up doing is you clean the toilet. Like that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The kitchen
definitely.
Floor.
Yeah.
The kitchen. Just the kitchen area.
Yeah.
And then the vacuuming. Like Bruce always vacuum once a week. He would vacuum nice. The house. And
like since
I don't do it. I'm so horrible. I'm a mess.
Like
if I live by myself, the house is gonna be a pigsty.
Oh my gosh. That's disgusting. But since I was a little.
Who says gay guy cannot be disgusting?
Gay guys always neat. But since I was a little.
Not always.
I was so anal about like clean toilet. Like I hated to see the nasty toilet pot.
Right.
How can you go pee in the dirty toilet?
Do you pee with your eyes? Do you
huh?
Do you pee with your eyes?
Eyes?
Yeah. How can you see it when you pee? Don't you sit down?
No, like when you come, when you go in there, if the toilet is dirty or like pee stained and stuff, you don't want to sit on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was so anal about it. So my mother kind of laughed at it because she knew I always clean the toilet.
Yeah, me, I'm the same thing.
Yeah.
I hate dirty toilets. So I would not let other people clean my toilet because yeah. they're not going to clean it to
but
the
like, you know,
quality
I
want.
My mother was so neat and like, remember like our house? I mean, mm-hmm. my mom's condo is so nice, you know? Mm-hmm. She keeps clean. Like, you didn't feel like she's got a dog. I mean, yeah, there's so many hair and stuff, dude, but like, you know, still neat and clean.
Yeah.
So she's have been living that condo for 30 years and stuff, but she didn't even have to upgrade it, like kitchen, like system kitchen area and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think her house is the only one who still have like
the old,
like the, yeah, where still have the original set thing because everybody so messed up they had to change it. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty neat. But anyway, this is a funny story that the reason I started being a little anal about like cleaning a bathroom is when I was in junior high school or maybe elementary school. I went to see one of my friends' house, right? And then like her mother is a nurse and then now her daughter, I mean, which is my friend.
Oh, should I pause?
Oh, no, you don't have to.
Okay.
How can I turn off the sound?
I don't know.
Oh. Anyway, and then like sorry. Oops. Anyway, then but knowing that her mom is a nurse and I thought she would be, I mean, her house will be so
very
neat
clean.
And clean, right?
Yeah.
However, it was a mess, especially bathroom was so nasty. So I was too little, but I told myself, like, I'm so glad that I can go pee or, you know, whatever, like, in clean toilet every day.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of taught myself to be really more, like, neat about how to clean the toilet and stuff.
Yeah. I'm very picky with the toilet, but however, Pinoy Boy said that he would poop in a dirty washlet so long as I get a nice shower.
I would poop in a dirty washlet.
As long as he gets a shower after that, he's fine. But no, I can't. I cannot.
Oh, I can't do it.
I'm so picky with my toilet. God.
Oh, you have the washlet? Pinoy Boy, do you have a washlet?
What's washlet?
Washlet is like a shower to wash your butt. Isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is. Like, oh, do you have it?
Let me turn off that. Okay, bye with the recording. Yeah, I should have been a self-cleaning.
Oh, that's it? Bye. Toto should invent a self-cleaning washer shower. Yeah, do you have it? Not so everybody have it here in America. Like Japan, a lot of people has it, the washlet. And Christopher, my husband, he innovated. I mean, it was like his biggest adventure that he went to the bathroom. Yeah, I know, me too. Yeah, me too. That, like, yeah, Christopher loved it. And, you know, his friend, yeah, so expensive. That's
don't just
true.
Say me too, say what happens, because people are not, people don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, me too. I said, like, a Pino Boy said, two, Toto, oh, I already read it. And then I said, do you have it? And then, no, Pino Boy said, no, I wish I had a washlet, and it's so expensive. That's he said. It's true that expensive. But did you hear that Madonna actually went to France or somewhere to buy the washlet?
Oh, like
to her toilet.
Oh.
Yeah, so a lot of people... Do.
Where did you hear that? What did you hear? Madonna has went to France to wash her vagina.
Somebody told me
toilet.
Somebody told me that. Somebody told me that when I went to Japan. Probably Pino Boy. No, where are you going? So ADD.
I'm getting tea.
Oh, okay. So Pino Boy typing something. What he said?
Oh my God! He said $3,000 to $4,000 for a washlet here.
Oh, it doesn't cost that much in Japan. So maybe I should get something in Japan and bring it back.
You're going to bring your washlet?
Yeah. Like, you know, just check in, luggage, check in, washlet. And then at the airport, they'll ask, what is in the box, washlet?
To clean my ass.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the fabulous stuff. Okay.
What? You haven't finished your sentence.
16 minutes. We already...
No, yeah, that's fine. Yes. But we were talking about, oh, yeah, cleaning toilets. So here's the thing. One time, our house was so dirty because we haven't had time to clean the house because Bruce and I both have two jobs. So we work all the time. And when we come back, the thing that we would do is probably just clean the bathroom. And even shower, we don't clean very regularly. I mean, I do, but...
We don't either. Do we have to?
Yeah. But I would clean the toilet for sure and the sink and then the floor. But then sometimes the shower, I just like skip, you know. Every next time I'll do it, every other time. But the thing is, we are going to have this is 2 years ago, we are going to have a Christmas party. And we're going to have some friends over. And here's the thing. If you invite me to your house, you better clean your bathroom because I will check. No, here's the, but however.
So every time you came to my house, you checked the bathroom?
Sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
It's clean though.
It's clean. However, have you, when men go number one, you guys have to flip it, right?
Right.
Hard to get the stain off though.
Just use a little, don't you have like a little cleaner, like a little foam cleaner, like Tilex something?
No, I need to get that then.
Yeah, it's you shake it and you squirt it. It has this foam thing that forms on there.
Bleach it.
Or it should. It's what is it stained the toilet seat?
Yeah, I mean not outside. Like when you know toilet seat has like a lid.
Oh my gosh, this show is so good. We cannot end now.
I know.
I mean, we're not time yet. Maybe we'll do 25 minutes. Come on, go on.
But anyway, so that, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say because now everybody think our bathroom is nasty. I'm not going to share this though. Next.
No, ask me. Okay, maybe it's not your bathroom. Somebody else's bathroom.
How about if somebody else had it? Like, yes. You know, like.
How do you clean it? Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like when you open.
Is it guys pee? Why do you think it's guys pee?
Here's the thing. Somebody. I mean, even though male person, they don't always stand peeing.
Yeah, sure. When you poop, when you sit down to poop, you pee at the same time.
I know. So that pee, it go against
you. No, actually, for me, it's not like, you know, I don't like pee at my own toilet or places that I don't want to mess up. I prefer to sit down to pee because it's cleaner. I don't want to clean like splatter everywhere, all the pee. But like,
I think if male do like a standing and do it, it won't mess up so much. But if male sit on it,
because you hit the front,
yes, that thing it won't go freaking away. Just splash
by You have to clean every week so that it will come up.
But it's just strong stain. I don't know how many times I bleached it.
Then you have to buy a new toilet seat.
Probably we do.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, piss me off. Anyway.
It's not her bathroom. It's somebody else's bathroom, just so you know. This show is so good, I don't want to end. And then,
So what product I should get for my friend then? Maybe for Ayano?
You should... Ayano, listen to this. Ayano. This is what you need to do. You need to go to Walmart. You need to go to Walmart, whatever.
Ayano, come to America first.
Yes.
And go to Walmart with me.
And
I'll help you to find the product.
There are a lot of products. I think one... Is it called Tilex?
Tilex?
No, not Tilex. It's a foaming thing. As long as it's like some kind of foaming...
I use like a Colodex. 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 Coloring. Coloring.
Anyway.
Chlorine. For the pool. They have in the pool.
Oh, chlorine.
They're chlorine.
Oh, yeah. Chlorine. They bleach it.
Yeah. Clorox. Yeah.
Clorox.
Clorox. Word of the bell.
But anyway.
Chlorine.
So.
Yeah, the foam thing on the toilet.
Yeah, there's a foam. So you spray out and there's a foam. I saw it on TV. There's a TV commercial too. But anyway, any foaming cleaner, like surface cleaner, you spray and it's going to come. It's like a foam. So it's like frothy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then because when it's a foam, it clings on the surface. So and you let it sit for a little bit. Then it sort of become clear water. And then after it's clear, then you can wipe it.
Okay,
because it's the clinging action. Sometimes it helps penetrate the dirt a little bit better.
Okay, I need to go find it for Ayano. That's not possible. Maybe tonight.
Yes.
Then Ayano, I'll ship to you.
Yes. Like, scrubbing bubbles, yes. Kevin Burns, yes, you're right. Scrubbing bubbles.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, so good to have listeners listening in live so they can help me.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yes.
Ayana will be so happy. Then she's going to have a clean toilet.
Yes. Especially if she pees with her penis. Oh my God.
She's got a cat too. Maybe her cat does.
Here's the thing. If you're a guy, you should sit a lot farther back, especially if you have a big dick. You should sit a lot far back so that there's room to tuck your thingy inside under the toilet seat.
It's kind of gross though.
Why?
I mean, when guys sit and pee because...
Why? Well, why don't we, if we stand up and pee, you guys are going to complain about the pee splatter out.
But no, what
everywhere.
I'm saying is like, you know, looks like the...
What, your dick is resting on the seat?
Yeah, and then no, I don't mind if dick is resting on the seat, but the thing, like the chin-chin.
Yeah.
Chin-chin is like, looks like it might touch the toilet, like seat, toilet, like, you know, seat around. Surface or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
but why? But you can. That's why you clean. But you don't.
No. I'm talking about like, you know, so health wise, it's not really sanitary for that person.
Oh, you mean like you're picking up germs? Did you know your toilet surface is actually cleaner than your kitchen?
Ah, because surface?
Because there's more germs on your kitchen countertop. Those of you who've listened to the show for a while, you probably know why I'm laughing and laughing at countertop.
You like, you know, get better than countertop.
Yes. So you can get the yes. So I don't know. You don't if you do it really well, it won't touch it unless you have a hard on or something. That would be difficult. Anyway, so
do you get hard on when you go poop?
No. Oh. Like, why? You get a hard on? No. But sometimes, like, in the morning, you know, a lot of guys have morning wood.
Oh, is that happened to you?
Did you know? Yeah. I'm a guy, too. I have a dick, too. Hello.
I cannot picture you.
You cannot picture me having a hard on?
No.
Oh, my gosh. She thinks that I'm a woman.
Yes. You are basically, yes.
I am very hard on. No. Not right now. But... This is such a good show. What? Do we want to talk about hard-on next week now? Anyway, before we forget though, I'm going to finish up my story about the
side effect.
No. Okay. I need to talk about why I want to have cleaners, because we have a birthday Christmas party and the house was too messy. There's kind of a lot of dusty places, uh-huh. You know, in the corner of where the carpets are dusty, and so we need a thorough cleanup. So we hire this person come in and do a thorough cleanup for the whole house, and it was really nice. And when we come back to the house, it smells fresh and clean, you know?
Ah.
And the bed was made and folded and everything.
Kind of like a hotel room.
Yeah, a hotel room.
Yeah.
And so I was telling Bruce, like, oh, isn't this nice? He said, yeah. So I said, yeah, maybe we can have them come back again. So they came back, and then we start to ask them to come back even more, like every 2 weeks. And then we stopped doing all the cleanup. Before it was...
Uh-oh.
My tea came out.
Oh my, you don't smell like kimchi.
Pinoy boy said dusty manko. Yes, dusty manko.
Yes.
So you have to dust your dusty manko. And
that sounds so nasty. You know that, right?
What?
Mangkok. He spelled mangkok.
Manko, that's how I spell it. That's Malay spelling.
Oh.
That's actual bowl, you dirty mind. Anyway,
okay, so...
Like, I was licking the manko earlier. Oh, it was so delicious.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Stop.
Finishing the soup up. I was just licking the manko.
So, how much you...
Kevin, just love it.
How much you pay for that service?
The manko? Oh, the service? the manko was like, what, $8.99?
What, manko?
Oh, $7.99. The one that we bought upstairs. I already put upstairs.
Oh, $8.99. You ordered it?
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm going to go to my bank account and check and see if there's any money.
You already put it in?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to, as soon as I go back home, and I'm going to change it to better wine.
So anyway, we have the cleaners come back every week.
Now, how much do you pay for the cleaner people?
$100.
Every time?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Pinoy boy spell in Japanese, say mangkok. Yes, you're right, but don't say it, because if I change it to E, it'll be my name.
Mangko. Anyway, so it used to be once a month for $100, and we would do small cleanups, you know, and then have them do a thorough cleanup, but then we got so busy. This is like around Christmas time, right? So we worked so much that we didn't have time to clean, even do the small cleanups. And so there's like, you know, hair and dust everywhere. Like every 2 weeks, you cannot imagine, 2 weeks, dust starts to collect every surface. And so we have to have them come back. So we come back every 2 weeks and they charge us $80 every time.
Oh, $80.
$80. But they come back every week, every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks they come, like this Wednesday they're going to come.
So $160 every month?
Yeah, every month $160.
That's not too bad. I mean, you know, the time you say...
Yeah, the time that I save, I could be working and paid for that. Yeah. I would rather be working at my part-time job than cleaning the house.
That's
really.
Right, that's right. It's worth it. Hey, Pinoy Boy put some very nasty word.
Oh my God, read it for me.
I can't read.
Wait, this is... Oku, what is it? Sa. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I can read.
Yeah.
Hiragana
keep
now.
Going. Yeah.
Okusai monko. Okusai monko.
What does it mean?
Okusai monko.
Forget about o.
Kusai monko.
What does kusai mean?
Kusai is eat.
No, that's...
eating pussy.
No. Kusai, it stink.
Oh, stinking. Oh.
Okay, Pinoy boy, you know, you don't do stuff like... say stuff like that, so...
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Thank
fun
you,
show.
Especially the... I know. Next time
fun.
We will talk about something else.
I wish I had the maid service.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you have to go now.
Oh, 10 more minutes. I have to go.
10 more minutes? We can't even do another show? We only recorded 2 shows? Bitch. Anyway, that's
maybe
okay.
Maybe one
that's
more.
Okay. One more?
Maybe one more. Okay. Well,
All right, thank you so much for listening, all the live listener as well as the podcast listener. If you want to check out a quick video of the studio video of us doing the recording, you can go over to our website, dingdabell.com, and we will show you that video that we recorded. And you also must come back every week to listen to us if I remember to post the show. Jesus, if I don't remember to post the show, please send us an email at dingdabell@gmail.com.
But he does. Like, Pinoy Boy always support you. Like, where's the show? Thank
you,
where's
the show? I think it's Peter that does that, I think.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter. Yeah.
And so, until next week, come back for another exciting episode. We don't know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, that's why our show is so special.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're talking about cleaning house to become cleaning the vagina.
Okay. Hey, let me wrap it up with the word of the bell.
Oh,
answers.
Yeah, that's right. Good job.
Yes. Okay.
What is the answer for... side effect?
Well, I mean, I don't know why Ding wanted me to do this time. He said, like, don't worry, I have a little like click and connecting to the show, and I really doesn't work with, I mean, you know, like house cleaning to this side effects thing, but the answer is sound effect. So really, really,
I thought wrong.
Yeah.
No, I thought that side effects, if you clean your house with a chemical, like the scrubbing bubbles, you have to be careful because you'll have side effects.
That's correct then.
Yeah. Well, not really, but the actual word is sound effects.
Yes.
She meant sound effects.
Okay.
And so anyway, thank you so much,
all of you,
for listening. And it's Dong and the Gong.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Dong and Peter and Pinoy Boy are both listening. Anyway, thank you so much
thank
for listening.
You.
We'll see you another time.
Yeah, and then
next
like,
week.
Yeah, stay warm. It's outside. It's so cold. And
I don't. Then,
I
know.
Oh my gosh. I don't. Okay, stay warm. And then
okay. By the way, let us know how much you like or dislike this studio style show.
I think everybody will like it.
Okay, it sounds really good.
Yeah, me too. And Maki, keep listening. And don't forget to go get the little form to clean up your toilet, okay?
Okay, clean up your toilet that you pee with the penis. Okay, bye.
Ding, ding, ba-ding.